Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie.
Hey, everybody, Joe Biden is coming for your guns. We have some good news, and we dive into the news of the day. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Email us your thoughts and questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
I want to start with some good news. We've been talking about the importance and the need to get involved in local elections, the need to take terrain, run for school board, run for community college boards, get engaged, get involved. And I'm thrilled to be able to tell you that one of our listeners on AM 560, The Answer, and one of our listeners that listens to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast, which everyone should subscribe to, says this: Charlie, so proud of my family voting in the new school board, Elgin Community College, where a new member won by 8 votes, and we have one new U46 school board member as well as a township trustee. Voter turnout is traditionally 15% in DuPage, so every vote matters. All researched candidates represent freedom. And she goes on to compliment our show and leave a Bible verse. 8 votes. 8 votes for a seat on one of the largest community colleges in the country. 8 votes. And she got her entire family to go vote. And I can say that in DuPage County, she made a tangible difference in that. So for everyone listening and watching across the country, if you think local races don't matter, where do you think critical race theory is being implemented? Of course, it's being pushed by Nickelodeon. It's being pushed by Coca-Cola, Delta, and we'll get into all those examples throughout this program as we have before. But more locally, it's happening in your child's school. It's happening with your local tax dollars. 8 votes in Elgin is the difference between a pro-critical race theory teacher and a pro-American teacher, or board member, I should say. So I just want to share that good news and challenge you. Are you also running for school board races? Are you at least getting your entire family to go out to vote for them? With turnout less than 15% in some of these provisional elections or local elections, it's more critical than ever to see those races and win those races. So I just want to commend our listener. She asked us to keep her name private, but even in Chicago, positive movement is possible. And then I saw Governor Asa Hutchinson go on Tucker Carlson's program. Now, some of you might not be fully aware. It's gaining national notoriety rather quickly. But there was a good bill that passed the Arkansas House and the Arkansas Senate that basically stated that if you are a minor in the state of Arkansas, you are not allowed to chemically castrate yourself. You're not allowed to take puberty blockers or hormonal treatment and destroy yourself, destroy your genetic design, which, by the way, leads to more mental health issues than not. It's not going to be allowed in Arkansas. That is not liberty. It's the opposite of liberty. It's self-destruction. Well, the governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, in a very strange public relations move, one of his consultants or one of the people that work for him said, you know, Governor Hutchinson, you've never been on national TV really before, but we think you're going to be able to out-communicate Tucker Carlson. Even though Tucker Carlson disagrees with you on this, you're somehow going to be able to set the record straight with the most talented communicator, linguist, in probably modern television, more so than almost anyone that I've ever seen. And so just from a pure communication standpoint, what was he thinking going on Tucker Carlson's show? It was a dumpster fire for Governor Hutchinson. And he was exposed. He was exposed as being a weak corporate hack that does not care whether or not our children chemically castrate themselves. He's completely indifferent about it. So I'm going to play some tape from that interview, and then I'm going to go deeper into a recent revelation that Tucker predicted and I reinforced at our UNLV event. Let's play tape.
You clearly aren't familiar with the research. And so my question is, have you spoken to any of the biggest employers, the big companies in Arkansas about this? Have you taken any calls from Tyson's, from Dillard, from Walmart? Has anyone from those companies called you about this bill?
No.
Asa Hutchinson was quite definitive on that. And of course, we had to take his word for it. He was very emphatic. No, I haven't. But it looks like he was, how to put this, lying. The day that we spoke to Asa Hutchinson, in fact, the Walton family endorsed his decision to veto the bill that had just passed the Arkansas legislature. It's possible that Asa Hutchinson ignored the wishes of the Walton family and trusted the experts, though we couldn't find any experts who agreed with him. What's interesting is we spoke to someone today who knows Asa Hutchinson very well, who says, confirming our worst fear, that yes, he very much would like a board seat at Walmart when he leaves.
Of course he does. That is the pipeline that exists in most Republican circles. We're going to go cut corporate taxes, but we're going to do nothing substantial or substantive of actually defending the moral fabric of the nation, especially when it comes to something as horrific as a bill in Arkansas that would have protected children from harming themselves. But this goes to a deeper point, a deeper problem that we have been talking about for quite some time. And I think finally the conservative movement is catching up to this, and Tucker has been leading on this, which is if you're a Republican who takes your marching orders, if you're a Republican that believes that your boss is the CEO of a major company, go be a Democrat. Go work for the Chamber of Commerce. Now, Asa Hutchinson, the governor of Arkansas, is probably a very nice person. I don't know. It's completely irrelevant. He's a very weak person. He's purchased by corporate America. And we're seeing this with a lot of governors across the country who are unwilling to do the right thing when it comes to this transgender issue. They're afraid of the Chamber of Commerce or corporations coming after them. And they might not have a board seat when they are done, because what is a politician supposed to do once I term limit out as governor of Arkansas? And that's one of the most fundamental issues with our political system, is that these people don't actually go for public service like Asa Hutchinson. He goes there to climb the ladder as a way to go get a cushy corporate board seat at Walmart, to use the connections that he helped build within the government of Arkansas to not do the right thing. So a lot of people say that there's a courage issue in the conservative movement or in our country. I agree with that. There's also a corruption issue. The corruption issue is that so many people that are in charge are counting on a payback. So Asa Hutchinson likely got a stand down order from his future employer. Called him up and said, "We don't like this bill. We at Walmart are very pro transgender." And if you dive into a lot of the kind of corporate belief system, it's perfectly believable.
By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and Mike Lindell. And I know a lot of you want to support Mike Lindell and saying, "Charlie, how do I support Mike Lindell?" Here's how you can support Mike Lindell and our program, Combo Package. It's my slippers. That's right, you heard me, my slippers. They are the most comfortable slippers I've ever worn. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these, designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. My Slippers are so comfortable that you will want to get some for the whole family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. Just go to MyPillow.com, buy a bunch of stuff, and use promo code Kirk. That's basically the long and short of it. If you want to support Mike Lindell and Charlie Kirk, be comfortable, sleep well, MyPillow.com,
purchase a bunch of stuff. Promo code Kirk. God bless America. We have a president who has declared economic warfare on his fellow countrymen. The president of the United States is encouraging massive economic boycotts of a black county in Georgia. Over $100 million would have been spent in Georgia, 30% of which would have went to black-owned businesses, over $30 million spent in those black-owned businesses. And Major League Baseball, to try to fight systemic racism, decides to divest their dollars from black counties and bring them to white counties, like Denver. Now, the reason they did this, as we mentioned in a previous episode, is that the Democrats wanted to put on display what happens when you try to reform elections in our country. They wanted to have a preemptive strike against the spread of election reform. So I want to give you some more good news today. Republicans are acting differently. Traditionally, Republicans, when these sorts of issues come forward, they act like Asa Hutchinson. They act like the governor of Arkansas who decides to pander to corporate interests. You might remember Indiana did the same thing with the bathroom bill, where they said, oh, we want the NCAA. We're not going to sign this, or we're going to do an abbreviated version of it. Republicans are acting differently because Republicans, for all the things that they do wrong, they still want to be in power. So when it comes to elections, they know if that these elections are never reformed, they're never going to be in power again. It's actually probably the best part of the thirst for power in the Republican Party. And so not only is the public display the Democrats are putting on in Georgia not working, is that other states are now doing the opposite. The Arizona State Senate passes a bill that prohibits private funding of the election administration. The Arizona State Senate has passed a bill on Tuesday prohibiting the private funding of election administration. The Republican-controlled State Senate passed HB 2569, a bill banning the private funding, in a straight party line vote 16 to 14. State Representative Jake Hoffman says, quote, HB 2569 is common sense legislation that will ensure Arizona's elections are free from outside influence and that our voters can have confidence in the integrity of the process. Now, why is this an issue? It's because Mark Zuckerberg came in with $419 million and sent them to two nonprofit groups, the Center for Technology and Civic Life and the Center for Election Innovation and Research, subsidizing and underwriting massive mail-in voting from across the country, private money in public elections. And mail-in voting was a massive benefit to the Democrats and to their left-wing efforts. Not only did they subsidize the activity, it actually went directly into who was counting the ballots, how the ballots were sent out, how they were administered, the signature verification process. We had an entire public infrastructure that was being supported by a tech CEO with a very specific political agenda. It's unprecedented. And so this bill in Arizona bans that. Every state in the country should pass a similar bill. So instead of being afraid that the NCAA or Major League Baseball or the NFL might pull out of Arizona, Arizona Republicans are now doubling down. We'll see if Governor Ducey signs it into law. I hope he does. We have no reason to believe he won't. And the entire bill is summarized in this sentence. Notwithstanding any other law, this state and a city, town, county, school district, other public body that conducts or administers elections may not receive or expend private monies for preparing for, administering, or conducting an election, including registered voters. That elections are not for sale in the state of Arizona. That Zuckerberg or Larry Page or Sergey Brin, they can't come in with massive amounts of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, and change the trajectory of how the elections themselves are actually conducted or administered. Republicans are fighting back. Republicans are saying, you can call us all the worst words in the book. We're going to pass more laws. And in fact, Georgia should go pass an even more bold voter integrity law, reducing voting month to voting day, requiring voter ID. The bill moves in the right direction. But Democrats are getting very nervous that our elections actually might be safe and secure and that real changes are being made. Joe Biden just made some announcements around firearms, saying that gun violence in this country is an epidemic. I think we're loading some of these clips. Now, these are all recent. As of today, breaking news, Joe Biden wants to come take your guns. Let's play the clips as we have it. Play tape.
Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic, and it's an international embarrassment.
So I wish he would be more specific. Does he mean that gang violence with firearms is a national embarrassment? So if you actually dive into the gun violence statistics in our country, it's very deceiving. The number one cause of death by gun is suicide, which is obviously not a firearm issue. It's a mental health issue and a very serious one. But confiscating guns is not even close to a solution with that. The second leading cause of death with firearms in our country. By the way, that's two-thirds of all firearm deaths. Two-thirds are death by suicide. The next category is gang violence, using primarily semi-automatic weapons and pistols. So Joe Biden is very quick to talk about the need to confiscate weapons. And I'm just going to ask a question I ask quite often. Is Joe Biden going to talk about how 719 people were shot and killed in Chicago last year with 792 total homicides, with the weapon that was used being mostly pistols, not AR-15s, or not fully automatic weapons? No, if you actually go into the gun violence statistics in America, of which the left has no concern for, you will see very clearly that the issue is not automatic weapons or widespread gun ownership. Instead, it's criminals who execute crimes they otherwise would be using, or otherwise would be doing, mostly in urban areas for gang-related activity. Let's play the next tape here of Joe Biden talking about how he wants to take your weapons. Next tape.
Actions I could take now without having to go through the Congress. And today I'm announcing several initial steps my administration is taking to curb this epidemic of gun violence. Much more need be done, but the first, want to rein in the proliferation of so-called ghost guns. These are guns that are homemade, built from a kit, and include directions on how to finish the firearm. You can go buy the kit. They have no serial numbers. So when they show up at a crime scene, they can't be traced.
So what he's talking about here is the ability to print and make your own gun, a very fringe and not mainstream practice. But going back to the other issues that he is going to sign executive orders on. And isn't it interesting how Joe Biden and the Democrats, when there's a piece, when there is a moment of tragedy that occurs, like in Boulder, Colorado, and the person who does the crime is a Muslim, immediately it's the gun's fault. But then in Georgia, when the person who does the crime is a white person, it's white supremacy. Just kind of interesting how that works out. He wants to get rid of these things called gun kits. Now, these are kits that people can buy to assemble their own firearms. Now, they're not finished. They're not sold with an unfinished receiver, or they're sold with an unfinished receiver. And so his belief is that instead of trusting people to protect themselves and own firearms, he wants to massively expand the ATF to go into homes and take away any one of these gun kits. Next tape here, Joe Biden talking about weapons and firearms.
During my campaign for president, I wanted to make it easier for states to adopt extreme risk protection order laws. They're also called red flag laws, which everybody in this lawn knows, but many people listening do not know. These laws allow a police or family member to petition a court in their jurisdiction and say, I want you to temporarily remove from the following people any firearm they may possess because they're a danger and a crisis. They're presenting a danger to themselves and to others.
Now, I can go into some of the specifics of how this red flag law has been abused against veterans, people that get mislabeled for mental health issues. And so here's a question. Joe Biden, if you're a big believer in red flag laws, do you believe that your son should be able to own a weapon? Do you believe Hunter Biden should be able to own a gun? It's a very simple question. Hunter Biden has previous suicidal tendencies. He's a coke addict, pathological liar, felon, lied on his gun registration form, which of course should be a felony, and Hunter Biden should be arrested for it. If any Republican did that, they would be, forget about it. But it's a very simple question. Joe Biden, are you prepared by your executive order to say that your son, Hunter Biden, should not be able to protect himself? It's a very simple question. Now, no one will ask that question because Hunter Biden and Joe Biden are protected by the activist media. But it's a very critical, close to home question, which is, you're prepared, Joe Biden, now to say that your family member should not be able to own a firearm. Next tape here of Joe Biden talking about his new executive orders on gun confiscation.
And we should also eliminate gun manufacturers from the immunity they receive from the Congress. Well, most people don't realize the only industry in America, a billion-dollar industry, that can't be sued, has exempt from being sued, are gun manufacturers. Imagine how different it would be had that same exemption been available to tobacco companies.
So he's just lying. Tech companies can't be sued. A lot of companies can't be sued. And basically what Joe Biden is saying is that a firearm company who makes a piece of technology should be able to be sued for somebody misusing that piece of technology. Now, these have limitations in the courts in every single capacity. It would be as if you were going to go sue Coca-Cola for all the diabetes and heart disease that's plaguing our country. Maybe that will be a successful lawsuit. Rather unlikely. This has been a focal point for years by the Democrats. But let me be very clear. The Democrats know that going after guns in particular is not the most effective way. So they are broadening their approach. I talk about this all the time. If you care about your weapons, listen to me very carefully, and you should. They're going to come after your ammunition, and they're going to come after the right to use your weapon. They know that the right to own a weapon was upheld in the Heller decision in the United States Supreme Court. A terrific decision, narrow, 5-4, thanks to Justice Antonin Scalia, who led the way on a beautiful opinion. But Justice Antonin Scalia, one of the great Americans ever to live, I encourage all of you to go learn from his writings and his lectures. He's just an incredible guy, beyond brilliant. And Justice Antonin Scalia said, we now have decided in the U.S. Supreme Court that owning a firearm is a constitutional right. So essentially, he sued the District of Columbia because they said that you're not allowed to own a firearm. And he said, no, I have a constitutional right to own it. And they said, no, you don't. Because that was actually never clarified. So most parts of the country would never even think of saying you can't own a firearm. So it goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the question was, does a citizen have a right to own a gun? Is ownership of a firearm a right? And the Supreme Court said yes, thankfully, in the Heller decision, 5-4. So the Democrats know that they have to overcome the Heller decision, and many of the lower courts have basically followed the Heller decision. So Democrats and the gun grabbers are now going to make it impossible or expensive to own weapons. Democrats are going to approach this in three ways. They're going to say, you can own a gun, but you can't use it. Like the McCloskeys in Missouri, which they didn't even use it. They just gestured it. You can own a gun, but you can't have ammo. You got to register your ammo now in certain states. That's right. You have to register your ammo. Or you can own a gun, but we're going to put a $2,000 a year tax on your firearm. That's what they're now contemplating in Congress and in some of these state houses. That, sure, you can own a gun, but you have to pay property tax on it. It'll be a special gun tax. And we'll go to fund mental health issues in our country. So they're going to make it financially impossible to own a gun. Say that you have a right, but you're going to have to pay for it. They're going after this creative. Why? Why are they so obsessed with going after firearms? Because they know the moment that they're able to remove firearms from the country, that when they really want to assume total power of our country, they can. There is no First Amendment without the Second Amendment.
With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models of your car, Fiat, Kia, or different models like Pacifica or XT5, it is impossible to stock all the parts you need. You have computers with access to rockauto.com, so why allow yourself to be intimidated by the people that run the auto part stores? One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use for other important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, or 100% more on the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see the parts available for your car or truck. Write Charlie Kirk in there, how'd you hear about us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
We are going to stay on top of the Joe Biden gun-grabbing story as he continues to sign executive actions and orders. Nothing new, of course. I want to get to this story here, which is just about what's happening on the southern border. What's happening on the southern border is a humanitarian crisis. But the Democrats and the left, they don't actually care about humanitarian crises if they're in control. If this was happening under Donald Trump, which, by the way, is exponentially worse than anything that was happening under his purview, it would be the number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 biggest news story in the country. Let's go to 46, and then we'll play to the one that you just played. Cut 46.
President, be going down to the border anytime soon?
At some point, absolutely, we will go down to the border, and I've been down to the border.
Vice President Harris has been put in charge of addressing the root causes of the border crisis. She was traveling this week, took time to visit a bakery in Chicago. I'm wondering, is she still working on this? And can you address the perception that she's kind of quietly backing off?
First, I would say the vice president was visiting Chicago actually to talk about COVID and the importance of communities getting the vaccine when it's available and accessible to them. And so while she was there, like many Americans, she got a snack. I think she's allowed to do that.
I'm not a fan of Jen Psaki at all. Play the next tape that you guys had queued up about what's happening on the southern border. Play tape.
But we're at the border right now. And this gate, by the way, this is one of the gates that actually works. It goes open. It goes closed. Border Patrol drive through. But about 37 or 38 spots do not. By the way, we went to one of the gates and all it was missing was a motor. And so all they had to do is put the motor in. But apparently when the stop order came down, they just stopped everything and gates are literally just stuck wide open and people are walking through.
Gates are stuck wide open and people are walking through. The word got out that the doors are open and this is going to change America forever, which is exactly Biden's intention. Open up the borders, bring in millions of foreign nationals. Say that we have no choice since they're already here, even though he let them and he invited them in. Takes no responsibility at all for it. Cut 52. The word got out that the doors are open. Cut 52.
Brutal, but the bottom line is that, you know, there is a crisis happening at our border right now, and the policies of the Biden administration essentially say, come on in. And I showed you this list at 4 o'clock, and this is the list of countries of all the people that are coming in. This isn't just Central America and Mexico. The word got out that the doors are open, and this list the Border Patrol made for me, it starts with Africa and Chile and Ecuador, El Salvador, Ethiopia, Guatemala, India, Pakistan, Somalia, Armenia, Brazil, Cuba. It goes on and on.
Armenia. I know where Armenia is. Do you? Armenia is right near Turkey. And yes, the Armenian genocide was a real thing. And the Turks hate when I mention that. It was a very real thing. And Armenia, I think, is actually the oldest Christian country in the world. I have nothing against Armenians. They shouldn't be allowed to illegally enter into our country. In fact, I have a lot of respect for Armenians. Some of my greatest friends are Armenian. But I do think that there's a question that needs to be asked, which is, you know, a really interesting investigation would be if 60 Minutes wanted to actually do some real journalism, instead of looking into a completely fabricated and quite honestly uninteresting story in Florida with Ron DeSantis. Instead, an interesting story would be, let's retrace the steps of an Armenian that happened to try to illegally enter into America through the Mexican border. I would just love to kind of hear the story of a guy with the last name of Bedrosian or Sarabian, how that person got to the southern border in the United States. That's an interesting story. Most Americans don't know that people from all across the planet are now coming to Mexico to enter into America. Ethiopia, not exactly next door. So instead of trying to apply legally to come into our country, why not go to Mexico and just walk across the border? The invite is out. And Joe Biden wants it to be out because Joe Biden and his team, they want to fundamentally remake America in their image, which is a weaker image, which is a subservient image, which is one where there is no border. The border is merely a suggestion. And through that chaos, we'll be able to assume more power. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts and questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. God bless you. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.